You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is with us from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Start with conditions in your area, and then your work your way for me to the east from there, please.
Well, last week we talked about some concern about some of those western wheat areas getting precipitation. They've gotten a little bit. But it looks like it's still going to be a little bit longer before we see a nice wet system move in. Probably going to have to wait until early to mid-April for that to happen, and we think it will. So still a little bit dry out west. Moving eastward into the Corn Belt Midwest areas, we are going to still see a very active weather pattern. We've got a pretty strong cold front that's going to be moving in Wednesday night, Thursday morning, bringing showers and thunderstorms. And the air behind that front is going to be very chilly. For the last few days, last week of March, we're looking at temperatures going well below normal. Could even see some more snow chances with that system as we get into Thursday night and Friday.
How cold?
Well, certainly temperatures going well below freezing will be a good bet. Deep into the Ohio Valley, maybe as far south as places like northern Arkansas, northern Georgia, northern Alabama through Tennessee and Kentucky.
We often say here in the Midwest, don't worry, it'll change fairly quickly, especially as it relates to some dry conditions that we might have going into the winter months or lack of snowfall in the eastern Corn Belt, which we haven't really had, although it's been not as much as you might expect, at least given the number of larger storms we've had. But one good rainfall or a couple of good rainfalls really do manage to bring back things in the spring to a more normal level. As we go to the west, are those rainfalls more or less likely? And does the geography, topography, climate change enough that if you go in dry, you just stay dry?
Well, one thing to really keep in mind is what we have seen this winter does not exactly impress itself on the coming spring and summer season. A lot of the things that will drive a winter weather pattern will actually do some of the opposite things as we get into spring and summer. So with that said, a lot of the dry conditions that are continuing in the west, a lot of those conditions actually we see signs may go wetter as we get into April, May, June, and July. So I don't think we should draw a straight line between a dry winter and straight into a dry spring or summer. We don't see any indications of that at the moment.
Thank you so much for taking the time and for the explanations, Don. We sure appreciate it.
Sure.
Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.